Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about emotional courage. I recently read a book about attachment styles called Attached. Really good book, by the way, if you want to learn more about attachment styles. And there was something in there about emotional courage and how you need emotional courage in order to effectively communicate in a relationship. And I instantly, as I heard that, you know, that phrase, it kind of lit a light bulb in my head where I realized that the reason why I get confused when people call me courageous is because I think that I am courageous perhaps in one or two ways, minor ways, but in a lot of ways I'm not courageous at all. And the reason why I think that way is because I'm emotionally not courageous, but I'm courageous in other random ways. And I was thinking to myself that, you know, I'm courageous enough to move across the world by myself, just my backpack on my back and a couple of, you know, items in my suitcase, and I'll move to a random place by myself, no problem. I'll live there for like months on end. I'll figure out everything, how to live, how to get water, how to pay for all the different bills, cell phone, blah blah. And no problems. Yeah, like I'll do it without even thinking twice about it. It's the easiest thing in the world for me to do. But if you asked me to get up and speak to someone who I think is interesting and to tell them that, you know, I'd like to go on a date with you, or worse, to tell them that I like them and I want to be in a relationship with them, I'd rather run to the other end of the world and do all these things than say that out loud to someone. Or I'd rather do something, anything else in the world, really, than do that. Anytime it requires a little bit of emotional courage in my life, I always feel like I balk at it. I run away from it. I feel uncomfortable with it. I would rather, as I said, do anything else in the world. You could ask me to, you know, do something that I really despise, like maybe going on a amusement park ride, which is really scary. Or, I don't know, go off into space by myself. But I can do all that. That's okay. I can handle that. But being emotionally courageous, no, right? And so I find that it's not just me. And a lot of the INFJs I speak to as well, we are labeled courageous or brave by the people around us. And people are always saying, oh my God, you're so courageous. You do all these amazing things with your life. And you're not afraid. Yes, I am not afraid in that aspect, for sure. Because it's just something easy to do. But when it comes to telling someone that, you know, I care about them, or getting into a relationship and trying to make it work, or being committed to someone and being vulnerable with them, all of that stuff scares the bejesus out of me. I mean, it really, really does. And if they ask me to be courageous in that fashion, I would have a really hard time with that. And so when people say, you know, you're so courageous, I know why I feel uncomfortable when people label me as brave, because I know I'm not. I'm not in the most important thing that matters, which is emotional courage. I don't have that. I don't have that in relationships. I am not able to do that. And I feel like this translates a lot to many INFJs out there. A lot of us, we will do all these crazy things with our lives, and everyone will look at us in awe. But the true matter of the fact is, when it comes to being emotionally courageous, we run away, we backtrack. We escape, we use our cave, we tell people that we're not interested, we'll block people or we'll push them away, we'll do all of these random things. And these are all self-defense mechanisms, I get it, you know, we're doing it to protect ourselves. But a lot of it is also because we're not courageous enough to go into the abyss, to leap into a relationship and say, okay, I know it might not work out. I know that there's a 50-50 chance that it might not. I know that it's not going to be the easiest thing in the world. I know that, you know, it's going to be hard at times where I'm not going to be able to deal with it properly. I know all that. It's a relationship. It's not supposed to be easy. I know that, but despite that, I'm going to jump into it and try. We don't do that. Other people will be very happy to do that because they're emotionally courageous. They might not be courageous in other ways, and they might live a very traditional, conservative life, and they won't experiment with a lot of different things, and they won't be brave enough in other fashions, but they will be emotionally courageous. They will go into a relationship and know that they're trying something that might not work out, and they'll put themselves out there, and they will put themselves into the arms of a beloved, and they'll be vulnerable with them, and they'll tell them all their secrets, and not play games with them, and not try to one-up them, all of that. You know, they'll do that effectively. And a lot of times when I sit here and watch my friends living that kind of that courageous life, being emotionally courageous, a lot of times I'm very jealous of them, because they might be jealous of me because I can do all these things that I do, but I am jealous of them because for me it's very difficult. You know, I would rather, and I have been single forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it's because I say it's because I like being single, and I do. I really do. But it's also because it's easier for me to not push myself in that fashion. It's easier for me to be single because then I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to think about, okay, I need to effectively communicate with this person. I need to tell them what's on my mind. I need to be honest with them. I need to be vulnerable with them. All of that freaks me out. And so the better option for me is to say, hey, well, yeah, I guess, you know, I'm just gonna be single. It's easier that way. Yeah, it is easier that way. And definitely there's a lot of bonuses to the single life. I really do love being single in a lot of different ways. But there's also a lot of things you get out of being in a relationship, out of being in a partnership, out of being in an intimate relationship, right? You get a lot out of it. You learn a lot about yourself, about how you behave in such situations. And you get a lot out of someone supporting you in that fashion and you supporting them, right? So there's a lot of good things about being in a relationship as well. But because we don't take that step, because we step back and we create this barrier around ourselves because we think that we're better than that, because we don't want to be vulnerable, because we are not courageous enough, we step back and we don't get into these situations, and then we don't learn about ourselves. We might be book smart and we might know all of these facts about all these different things. We might have all these passions and we'll be really, really smart and well-informed on all these subjects. But then when it comes to how to behave in a relationship or how to be with someone else, how to be around human beings, we're completely clueless, you know? We're sitting there thinking, what do I do now? Like, we're like robots, right? It's because we don't have enough practice with that, because we don't put ourselves out there. It's scary, I know how scary it can be. I have been in that situation many times where I could have taken that step forward and said, hey, I'm going to try. I'm going to be with this person. I know it's going to be difficult. I could have taken that step forward. But instead of that, because I was too afraid, I didn't. I stepped back. I stepped away. I ran away, right? And that person perhaps didn't know either way I did not step forward. I did not leap into the abyss. I did not take that chance because I was afraid. And so the reason I'm doing this video is not so that we can, you know, be sad altogether and about the fact that we're not emotionally courageous, but to become aware of the fact that it's also a form of courage that we need to practice. It's easy for us to do all these other things with our lives, right? And to be courageous in that fashion. But this is also something that we need to try out. And it could be very small steps. It could be just, you know, going out to hang out with a person that you never hung out with before, or, you know, swiping right instead of swiping left on the person that you care, that you like, and then actually chatting with them, not just ignoring them when they chat with you or message you. You know, it can be very small little things, but it's all about being emotionally courageous and putting yourself out there bit by bit by bit by bit by bit, and then practicing, because we don't practice enough at that. I know I don't, and then that's why I know when I do come into that situation, I have no idea what to do because I just don't have enough practice under my belt. You know, if I need to move to a different country, I know, I've done it many times. I can do it. I have it down. If I need to get into a new relationship, I have no idea because I don't know enough. I haven't practiced it enough. And so that's one of the lessons that I would like to bring to this, to myself, not only just to all of you, but to myself, to say, just be more emotionally courageous. Put yourself out there. Don't step back every single time. Step forward. And I know it's scary, but you gotta do it. Otherwise, you're never gonna get anywhere, especially in this arena of our life, right? So I wanted to share this with you. I hope this makes sense. And if you have any questions, of course, let me know in the comments below. Please share your emotionally courageous stories with us and how you were vulnerable and you stepped forward rather than stepping backwards. I'd love to hear from all of you. And again, thank you so much for being on my channel. I really appreciate all of you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.